is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two, USAPrepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and we've got Bud in Montana. Bud, thanks for patiently waiting for Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Yeah, this is a great show. This is the one program of the week, Vince, I make sure I never miss.
Thank you.
Well, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I got a question, Dr. Miller. On YouTube, there is a series of 23, like, small 10-minute videos, and they're all linked, but it's called Secrets in Plain Sight. And what he deals with is specifically taking ancient math and ancient technologies and goes way back, I mean, to Osiris and Isis and Horus and Set, and he links them to the way a lot of the geometry of Washington, D.C. and London and
sacred geometry. Yes.
Yeah, and how the cities were laid out, and
Feng Shui. You know, there's a lot of names in history. The books that you might be interested. I'm familiar with the Secrets in Plain Sight. This is one of the things that the Nazis were always interested in, was ancient technologies, things that we had forgotten that allowed us to do things we can't do today. Captain Cathay has written a series of books. His first was called, it's Bruce Cathay, C-A-T-H-I-E, Harmonic 33, and then he wrote Harmonic 695, The UFO and Anti-Gravity, and then he wrote The Harmonic Quest of Space. Now, Cathay was part of the New Zealand Air Force and noticed that there were anomalies, electromagnetic anomalies like we have the Oregon Vortex or the Bermuda Triangle. And his concepts of why certain ways of ley lines that were set up in England in ancient technologies with the Druid have meaning in a broader context where Earth is not seen as a physical thing, but a metaphor of electromagnetic and other kinds of field lines that we have yet to describe, where stuff like the storm on Jupiter is something to do with emotional content going on Earth. Now, that came out of Yugoslavian technology back during the Cold War, and it was called cosmobiology. And you might find some interest there with Vedic, pre-Vedic math and the concepts of ancient technologies. A lot of it we don't know, and so most is speculative. However, sciences now are just now catching up and looking at these anomalies and making discoveries like cymatics, the concept of crop circles and how that occurs on water. I don't have answers on any of this. I will tell you that Dr. Charles Muses, who was one of my professors at MIT, did a map called hyperdimensional math that preceded string theory. And that was one of the first places we started, was old tantric lunar resonance meditation patterns. It's in an appendix in my new Power Tools book based on pre-Vedic math that would preclude the moon's positioning with Earth and the sun creating what we call L5 positions in space, or zero gravity, you know, between solar entities. And these places became part of a meditational program on why you would meditate on this item at this time, like kicking on a swing. It put more inertia into the movement of what you were trying to do with thought forms. And so that was one of the technologies I used with Navy SEALs, believe it or not. And so there is, within all of this genre, links of archetypal truths that are somehow universal. I don't have the answers yet. It's an interesting thing, and I am going to review that Secrets in Plain Sight again. That sounds like an interesting thing, just like, what was it? Oh, yes, the event.
Mm-hmm. Right. Rick, I've got a question. Why do we have a culture of government lying? You know, we're talking about secrets in plain sight, we also have a culture of government lying. Why do you think that is? Why do you think
that's
the CIA...
to get a terrorism bill through Congress to frighten the public into giving up their weapons to, you know, it's all about the deadly sins. This one is power. And how can 1% control 99% of the rest of us is with fear and those kinds of things. That exploding manufacturing site for fertilizers, of course, you know that fertilizers are the first step in making bombs.
Yes.
That's what fertilizers are about, nitric acid, gun cotton, you know, nitroglycerin. You know, that's where it all started. That's what fertilizers are. That's why Anarchist Cookbook has a whole bunch of recipes on how to use fertilizer as weapons.
Rick, I want to tell you that I believe that the fertilizer, the company that I buy fertilizer from right here in Missouri, is very careful who they sell high concentrations of fertilizer to.
Well, that's because it's a weapons company. Actually, a fertilizer company is, by definition, a weapons company. Lisa Century.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. And
That's what they do. They make weapons and fertilizer.
And I've got three tons of it. And I've got 3 tons of it in my barn.
Oh,
I'm going to spread it.
Oh, good to go, Vincent. Let me show you what you do next.
Well, you know, Rick, seriously, I'm waiting for the ground to... I got it yesterday, and it's on this large spreader. I mean, it's this huge, huge spreader. And you pull it with your truck to get it to your farm, and then you hook it up to a big tractor, and you spread it. And you hook it up to the PTO, and it's got these cyclone discs, and it spreads it 40 feet, 40-foot path. But, you know, I'm waiting for the ground to dry out so I can spread it. Because if I spread it yesterday, it would have all washed away with this massive storm we had last night.
To your new weather patterns, too, buddy. I mean, you know, How's that working for you with the drought?
Well, you know, it was really interesting. I bought 3 tons, and it was no big problem. And I bought 3 tons a couple weeks ago. It was no problem. But a couple years ago, when I bought 10 bags, which was, you know, 50 pounds of each, Walmart wanted to know, you know, what are you going to do with all this fertilizer?
You know,
500 pounds. 500 pounds is nothing. I mean, for us, 500 pounds of fertilizer, you know, won't even lightly dust, the area that in our front yard. It won't even dust that. But I just wanted to mention that companies who sell fertilizer are concerned about their customers. Bud, you had some other thoughts?
Yeah, I do. I was going to follow that up with I was wondering if Dr. Miller was acquainted with Professor James McCanny's work. He wrote a book. One of them's called he wrote a bunch of books, but one of them was called From Atlantis to Tesla: The Cauldron Connection. And the Cauldron, I guess, was a collection of books by Joseph of Arimathea, which was Mary's great uncle, and he traveled from England, traveled up to England and the Middle East, and was a businessman there and collected a huge library. And it was all on this ancient knowledge and ancient stuff. And I guess at one point the Romans came in and burned his library. And I was wondering if he was familiar with Professor James McKinney and some of his
work. Yes, I am. I have read his stuff. The burning of Alexandria and several of the other older libraries that had the repository of all of men's thoughts is kind of like what the Internet is right now. And imagine that with a superintelligence manipulating your searches and what conclusions you come to when you do your search. There's, you know, all swords have two edges, and you have to be very careful what you're doing and why. It's all about intentionality. And the last part of the mind control part that we were talking about earlier with MKUltra, man does not have rights. He has responsibilities. He has the responsibility for the thoughts he chooses to entertain. They do become real. Everything that you think about is actually at some point going to manifest into the physical world. That is what the upper brain is about. Pleasing your belief systems, making them so.
And I had one other little quick question. I was wondering, I had asked you, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, or I text Vince about magnetic motor generators, and you said you would do some. Did you, what do you think of them now? What do you, have you done that?
Well, induction systems are another direction that MIT is pursuing, just like cold fusion. There's more to be known about electro and magnetic fields and their relationship one to another. It's very similar to the concept of a particle and a photon light beam, where it's a wave rather than a particle. The same thing with electric and magnetic and the concepts of induction. Now, people that are using magnets, for example, to heal themselves, is kind of scary because I'm an electromagnetic physicist. That's my resonant physics. That's what I do. That's what we call resonant cavity oscillators. And really, I have no idea what's really happening in the way you're moving cell salts in your body, your sodium and potassium ions. My sister is a big proponent of magnetic healing, you know, where they put these magnets in the mattress and in your pillows. I have.
Did you have some further questions? Hold that thought, Rick. Did you have some further questions?
Just one thing. I'd like to get out the phone number for Dr. Miller so you can contact him.
Okay, we'll do that. But thanks so much.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dried Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. And we're talking about mind control. We're talking about MK Ultra. Been talking about Carl Sagan. Been talking about time. And Rick, let me give out the phone number. If you'd like to call us here at Genesis Communications Network, Studio 3, 866-582-9933. And Dr. Miller's website is RichardAllenMiller.com. Richard, A-L-A-N, Miller.com. So, Rick, is that the best way for us to contact you?
Yeah, they can give me an email as well. I have a home number that it's my home. I don't have, and I don't have a problem giving it out, but I don't as a rule. People can find it on the internet. My email is Rick at NW for Northwest Botanicals, plural, .org. That's NW Botanicals. .org. And that's my email, and I respond to everybody. I hope to be more accessible, where at some point I might even have a phone number that I'd let people call. It's my home number, and my daughter calls me and things like that. So, you know, and I've had people call me at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, I know what that's all about, Rick.
Well, they forget, you know, like if I'm on the East Coast, you know, they're calling at 8 o'clock time or something.
Yeah.
I know, it's okay. Usually it's non-malicious, but, you know,
it's
asleep and I still am grumpy. Actually, at 4 in the morning, I'm actually already up and meditating. I meditate until 5 o'clock, and then I actually go swimming at the Y.
So Rick, they do that to me, and it's... Oh, well, I'm sorry for calling so late, but while I've got you on the phone.
Oh, I've got you, yeah. Now that I've got you, yeah. Catch and release syndrome.
Yeah.
I love it,
yeah.
Though, and actually, everybody's valid with their questions. That's wonderful. And one of the things that I get a lot of pleasure out is trying to give you my take on things. It doesn't mean I'm right, but I won't try to screw with, current memes or belief systems like black-eyed children. Oh, man, you got to love it out there. Everything's good to go.
Yeah. Rick, I had a question for you. I don't know if I should ask you over the air or not. Probably not.
That's all right.
Let me
go
do
ahead.
It. All right. You know what our meetups are like. You've been to a bunch of them, and everybody loves what you have to say. And there's been a lot of requests that I've received at the meetups. People have come up to me and, when's Dr. Miller going to be with us, and can we ask him questions? And I thought, Monday's meetup is coming up. And are you able to, would you like to do a live teleseminar type meetup where we have questions for you?
The way I'm doing that already, too. Yes, I'd be happy to do that. Monday would be fine. Give me some email. Cue me up. I am going to be teaching classes. We're going to start with agriculture and the work I'm doing in ag with children. And that will be at NWETI.com. That's Northwest Educational Training Institute. It's an online course. I've been credited to offer doctoral programs with the state of Oregon because of my credentials and so on. This is NWETI.com. Bob Kraft would be your contact point, and they're taking registrants now for a class I'll be doing on agriculture where I answer questions. We do it like I did back in the early 90s when I was at AOL, and it was just changed over from PC Link. We used to do it was online out of Humboldt State and IES, Interactive Educational Institute. It started with AOL, and now we're still doing it. You're going to do one, I guess, in your area. I'd be happy to join on and be one of your instructors. You bet. Call it.
Yeah. We'll talk more about NWETI when we get back and Dr. Richard Allen Miller's offerings. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back. This is USAPrepares.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dried Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EasyArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EasyArmor costs, and I installed EasyArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. Richard A-L-A-N Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.com. Ricky, you're talking about N-W-E-T-I.com, and you're going to be teaching classes in agriculture, starting with agriculture. Now, is this something that someone can get a degree in as a result of studying with
you
online?
At some point, but mostly now, it's, you know, oriented toward answering questions that farmers might have. I've been doing this a long time. That's why they call me the postman. I'm mostly, and believe this or not, not in the sciences anymore, but in farming. I'm a dirt farmer. Know how to make bombs out of fertilizer.
Hey, Rick, I was thinking back to my formal education back in the 1970s, and Carl Sagan from Cornell was one of my instructors, and he was a friend of yours.
Yeah.
Well, I was. I'll tell you what, it was great. And, you know, that's one of the things I remember. But He said something to the effect that we would be quite arrogant if we thought we were alone and the best and brightest. Do you remember
the way Ali put it in the movie Contact, it would seem like a terrible waste of space. Scientific American actually had a special edition out on the nature of life and how the soul out here on the rim in our galaxy, the Milky Way, would be a perfect place for biological experiments. A number of scientists generated technical papers around that concept of how ideal our, petri dish, that's a good word, our petri dish out here on the soil is ideal for experimenting life. Obviously, if we were down in galactic center, the gamma rays and everything else down there, the soup, would preclude a lot of biological variation. It's interesting. I don't know what the real truth is. I speculate and wonder, and is one of the things why I do what I do, because I don't know, and like a four-year-old, I want to know.
Rick, here's something I'd like to know. I'd like to know your thoughts on this. Years ago, I read an article that said, is there a soul and does it have mass? And the article went on to say,
and the Ka, that's in Egyptian. There were actually some scientists that would measure human bodies before and just immediately after death and noted that there was actually a weight change. How does that work? I've written a paper on that and could upload that to you. It's an old paper from 1974, but it's called the Ba and the Ka in the soul and spirit within man. It's a common thought that there is an actual physical component of the soul. Who knows?
Well, the reason why I ask is exactly what you said, and that was the article that I read about just after death, the person was weighed before and after, and there was a change, and I forget what it was.
Harrington
was a small...
did some of that. He was before Robert Monroe and Journeys Out of the Body. That all was and will be included into some of the work I did with the SEAL reports with Navy SEALs. We were all over the map trying to figure out how to make Superman, and so we were looking at everything.
Mm-hmm. And back to MK Ultra, my understanding is that in the 50s, the mid 50s, they were looking at substances that would promote illogical thinking and substances that would increase the efficiency of perception,
in early LSD periods they actually found small quantities of strychnine would increase the colors and visual cortex of the experience. And it turns out that strychnine is not, in fact, a toxin per se. What it does is it lowers synaptic jump potential between neurons, so they fire more easily. That is called the contingent negative variation, CNV. I write about it in Power Tools. But I'll tell you this. How people die of strychnine is that the brain locks up. It lowers the synaptic jump potential between neurons to such a point that you go into seizure and strangle. That is a very terrible way of dying, and is why it's so painful. You're in seizure, your muscles knot up, and you can't move your lungs, and you die of suffocation. It's very small quantities were being used by DuPont's upper management as a way to become more intelligent. That's actually experiments that happened in the 50s.
Rick, when as you say this, It absolutely is, and I'm thinking about the torture potential that we may have used.
TJ and telepathine and ketamine, yeah. Those were the studies we did after MKUltra. I ended up doing the studies on microwave and made a major discovery that man has another sensory motor input that had not previously been defined. That was Alan Frey's work at Willow Grove. It was in the 0.3 to 3 gigahertz. The temporal lobes will actually heat up and ring, and then you can heterodyne voices. You can actually hear voices in the head. And rather than use it for the hearing impaired, the first application was mind control. And that was the Russians with Woodpecker, and they're gaming over with that knocking sound that you would hear. Tap, tap, tap. Keep rapping on my country door.
Rick, this is absolutely fascinating. And you know, I'm wondering what kind... Who are the people who would deploy this in sinister ways?
Well, guess who? It's like the Borg. Resistance is futile. Good luck with that one. That's from Lao Tzu and how you convince the masses that, you know, struggle and resistance is futile. It's an illusion. It is a way of taking control. How did CIA originally put it? Mind control? No, we don't need mind control. We have TV.
You know, I'll tell you what's really interesting, Rick. Seriously, it's some of the smartest people I know don't watch television.
I don't know if there's a relationship. I did. I don't. I really miss NCIS.
Well, I'm not talking
about...
I turned
it on and mindlessly watch it, even though I'd seen the show many, many times. That's what X-Files has done. The reason you do that is because you know how it's going to move, it has common themes, and it's really well-developed characters. That is what makes good TV. Well-developed writing.
But in television, or within television, there's bad television. There are these sitcoms.
Yeah,
and
that's the commercial part of it, and all the rest of, you know, trying to slip your message in by turning the volume up a little louder when the commercial comes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that.
As I broadcast, I'm on several programs, Rick, and in the studio, you've been to my studio. I have, AM and FM receivers, and I have to keep adjusting the volume in my headphones as I'm getting ready to go on the air because the volume of the commercials gets louder than the broadcast.
Oh, really? You noticed that, did you?
Well, it's been like that for 20 years, but you know, it's specific. It's annoying to me, and that's why I don't watch. That's one of the main reasons why we don't watch commercial television, nor satellite television, nor cable television at the farm, because the commercials are a nuisance. Now, we do watch DVDs. Mrs. Finelli's, I think, favorite series is NCIS. Mine and my mom's is The X-Files. But
I've gotten into MI5 lately. try out the 4400.
I love the 4400. My top favorites are Jericho.
The coming of Christ.
Jericho, the 4400.
There's a new series that nobody knows about. It's on the internet. You can't watch it on TV. It's called Tyranny, and it takes place with remote viewing in Prague in 2051. And it's really, really over the edge. Called Tyranny. The Y is put backwards. It's a very cool series.
I'm going to look that up after the broadcast. Tyranny. I Rick, do you know anything about remote viewing, technical remote viewing? Have you ever been involved in that?
Yes, it's an offshoot of my original work for the Navy. It is, however, not an extrasensory perception per se. It more is in the PK phenomena or outside the body. And as such, we've written about it on Emergent Mind Bulletin and others. It is extremely dangerous. usurped by something else. And further, when they used drugs to augment or enhance the experience, I could candidly say your immortal soul is being altered right then, right there. And for me, I wouldn't have anything to do with remote viewing, whereas Shirley MacLaine's astral projection, where there is a silver cord that connects your observant body with your physical body, that concept that Robert Monroe wrote about, journeys out of the body, is a much safer way to travel. You know, the friendly skies of United.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller. RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, when we get back, I'd like to ask you how we got subjects to participate at the age of 8 to 10 years old in some of these experiments. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google. And the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, tomorrow morning, the Financial State of the Union, 2 hours with USAPrepares.com instructor and author John Reagan. That's tomorrow right here on Genesis Communications Network. Rick, we've got Tim from West Virginia, and then I'd like to ask you about how we were able to get 8- and 10-year-olds involved in mind-altering experiments. Tim, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Hi, Vin. I apologize for calling at the end of the show. I always seem to manage to do that. Hi, Dr. Miller.
Good morning.
I was just going to put a couple of 2 cents in on the weight of the soul, Vin. I find that a very interesting subject, and the fact that they can actually scientifically measure it. It actually is 21 grams, and there was a movie. And I hate to promote Sean Penn because he's so far left that he's bumping back on the right. But he was in a movie in 2003 called 21 Grams, and fairly good movie. But I just find it fascinating that they can actually weigh our soul.
Yeah, I find that 21 Grams is the name of a movie.
Yeah.
I would like to see what that's about. That was a Swedish study and has not been duplicated. That means that, you know, there are still scientists trying to duplicate that. And once that happens, then you have the so-called reproducibility and repeatability. Vincent, go ahead.
Right, so it's not peer-reviewed as of now.
Not yet. No, sir.
Right.
It's just one study that was done that was very interesting.
2003, Sean Penn and Benicio del Toro.
Okay, good. That's a good 21, combination.
21 grams. Rick, Tim, you can stay on with us.
I thought that was about cocaine. I didn't think it was about... I didn't know it was about...
That's because Sean Penn did it while you say that.
Movie, but I don't remember it being about the soul. I'll check it out.
Rick, I had a question about how did MK Ultra's experiments involve 8- to 10-year-olds in mind altering experiments? Where would they get an 8- to 10-year-old?
General's daughters, generals. I had a friend in Seattle who was a personal friend of mine that ended up killing himself because of what his father did to him when he was a child. They wanted to do experiments, and this general served up his boy, and it happened, and I was there, I saw it. He was a friend of mine, he used to come into my store. I had a rule that he wasn't allowed to act out and act weird if he wanted to be in my presence, and he always was mindful of that, and because he was weird, he did act out, and it was all because of what things that had been done to him by his father. You know, where do they get 8-year-olds? From their own children.
Rick, that's disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful.
That's why Eisenhower said it right out front. Beware of the military complex. The whole concept and mindset is adversarial and rather rather than correspondent. And while I can get it and understand and appreciate those people, they do come with a peril and risk of their own mental health.
Frank, what I'm saying is getting any 8 to 10-year-old, getting anybody involved in any of this without full disclosure, without full understanding, without the full mental capabilities of understanding where they're going is crazy. It's immoral.
Yeah, that's what 1953 Gottlieb had this drug, LSD, and imagine what it must have been like in all the witch burnings in the 17th century in France that all can be traced to ergot poisoning. You know, even back then, not having a concept of a hallucination and those kinds of altered states of consciousness would preclude the idea of the devil. I mean, you know, and what's going on? It's our universe.
Man, oh man.
Welcome to it.
Rick, we're out of time.
Hey,
Tim,
man,
thank you so much.
Ted Kaczynski over the edge, so how could an 8-year-old handle it?
Yeah. Tim, thanks so much for being with us on the broadcast. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I do. It was good questions.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller, RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAllenMiller.com. If you're interested in one of his publications, ESP Induction Through Forms of Self-Hypnosis, RichardAllenMiller.com. It's available on the website. Link on our website, USAPreparedness.com. Rick, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.